This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
So I always write accessible music. It's tuneful and strikes an emotional chord with people, I believe. Like the Amman and Mass for Peace, for example, has been performed since the millennium almost 2,000 times around the planet, which is roughly about twice a week somewhere in the world. So the music does strike a chord with people, which is very humbling and gratifying from my perspective, really.
That's Welsh composer Carl Jenkins describing the appeal of his music, which you probably heard in advertising for Levi's, British Airways, Delta Airlines, and De Beers, to name a few. He's written music for Dame Kiri Takanawa, Dame Evelyn Glennie, and Bryn Terrell, and he's earned 17 gold and platinum disc awards. And that only begins to scratch the surface of a composer who marks not only his 70th birthday this year, but his 50th anniversary as a musician. Numerous celebrations are already underway, including a performance to celebrate Martin Luther King at Carnegie Hall in January, where a new work called The Healer will be premiered. Carl Jenkins is also marking this important anniversary with a new recording of uplifting works for a cappella choir, titled Motets. It features some brand new pieces, as well as new arrangements of some of his most popular works.
The idea was to strip the music to its bones, really, without any orchestration or accompaniment. I mean, I usually use a lot of percussion in my works. But it was revisiting some of the most evocative and memorable, to my mind, of my pieces, whilst at the same time creating some new pieces, especially for the motets. And I was inspired by Stephen Layton and Polyphony, a remarkable vocal group in the UK. And his interpretation of the music is quite fascinating, really, and it's beautiful. You know, that's the only way to describe it.
One piece that really struck me was Laudamus Te from Jenkins' Gloria. The stunning key change is so subtle, as if the sun is rising through the clouds.
It's very beautiful now. It goes from E flat to F, and he kind of milks it, really, the way he Stephen interpreted it. Exactly what I would have dreamt it to be, really. It is, as you say, subtle, because the music goes kind of quiet for a while, and then as that chord comes in, and it kind of goes off in this tangent again. So I'm glad you like that part. So do I. It's quite thrilling, really.
In some respects, Jenkins says all of these works are personal favorites, though he does have a soft spot for the three new pieces written specifically for this new recording.
Nunc Dimittis, which is the last one on the recording. There's another one, Locus Iste, like Here Lives God, Locus Iste, which Bruckner set the text for his work with the same name. And there's another one. It's a William Blake poem, I think, which was The Shepherd.
In addition to giving familiar works new text and writing three new pieces, Carl Jenkins stretched himself a little bit further by producing this recording in a completely new way, at least for him.
I've always produced pretty much like the way the pop recording is made, and that is a sound bed or a bass over which is overlaid the orchestra and then the choir, which gives me control over each element. But this is kind of different because this was done in a kind of dated way, I suppose, in which it's all done at once in a church.
Recording in All Hallows, the church in Hampstead, North London, was a memorable experience for Carl Jenkins, and one he shares with you as he marks his 50th anniversary season with these strikingly beautiful motets. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.